on briefly in a grossly distorted manner, and in countless popular books like the recent American Veda, doctrines that come out of Tantra are mistakenly identified as belonging to other streams of Indian religion. A book for the wider readership is needed to set the record straight, give credit where credit is due, and provide accurate answers to the many questions that the more thoughtful practitioners of modern yoga are starting to ask about the real Tantra. The purpose of this book is to clearly and effectively answer the following questions. What is Tantra? What are its basic spiritual and philosophical ideas? What is its history, and who are its main figures? What are its fundamental practices? What is the significance of Tantra to the broader history of Indian yoga? To what extent is it possible to incorporate tantric teachings and practices into a modern Western yoga practice? The book has an additional purpose as well, to offer the reader an immersion into a spiritual worldview that can trigger radical personal transformation and permanently expanded awareness. Scope of the present volume. You may wonder what the phrase classical tantra refers to. It distinguishes our subject matter from the later Hindu tantra and Hatha yoga traditions, and also from modern Western neo-tantra. The classical tantra treated in this volume is associated with a specific religious tradition, the religion of Shiva Shakti, also known as Shaivism, which was the dominant religion of India throughout the medieval period. But there is also the important category of Buddhist tantra. Thus, some readers will wish to know its relation to what I am calling classical tantra. To answer the question briefly, I believe that this book is a good introduction to tantra even for those interested in its Buddhist form, because the latter is so very similar to classical Shiva Shakti tantra. This is not coincidental. The practices of Buddhist tantra that are not found in the earlier non-tantric Buddhism were directly adopted from classical Shiva Shakti tantra. Furthermore, much of the spiritual philosophy of Buddhism that is unique to its tantric phase is extremely similar to the non-dual tantric teachings at the core of the present volume. I believe that future scholarship will show that the tantric tradition that flourished in the Himalayan region transcended the rigid religious boundaries that are of such importance to religious conservatives and scholars. Therefore, this book, though it focuses on Shiva Shakti Tantra, can indeed function as an adequate orientation to Tantra in general, that is, to the worldview and practices shared by the various tantric religions. Introduction. An orientation to Tantra. Tantra is now a buzzword in the modern Western world. We see it on the covers of popular magazines and books, usually linked suggestively with the notion of superlative sexual experience. Though almost everyone has heard this word, almost no one, including many people claiming to teach something called Tantra, knows anything about the historical development of the Indian spiritual tradition that scholars refer to as Tantra. What these academics study as Tantra bears little resemblance to what is taught under the same name on the workshop circuit of American alternative spirituality. It is not the main purpose of this book to explain why that gap is so wide. A deeply complex issue of historical transmission and strange misunderstandings. Here we simply present a comprehensive overview of the original Indian spiritual tradition that was articulated in Sanskrit scriptures called Tantras, which is where the name came from. Why would this be of interest to modern Westerners? Well, there's one outstanding reason. Millions of Westerners are today practicing something called yoga,